Good morning, Sales Press.
Hi, is Lisa there?
Hold on.
Sure, thanks.
This is Elisa speaking.
Hey, Elisa, it's Hashim with Cardiff again. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just wanted to see where you were at. You told me to give you a couple days after I'd sent out that email.
Yeah, I haven't been able to do anything, actually, and I'm in the middle of processing payroll. So.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is there a better time? Are you more free tomorrow, you'd say?
You know what? I have your contact number, so I'll talk to Ernie about it and see what his intentions are, because I do know that there's another finance company that I've already given all the information to.
Yeah,
so
that's the one.
I don't know if he's wanting me to start over again or what the deal is.
Yeah, because when I spoke to him, he actually gave me all the contact information for that finance company, and he told me to give them a call, and I ended up doing that afterwards, and they told me to get a hold of Ernesto, and he told me to get a hold of you on Monday in order to collect the information.
Why would he tell you to call the finance company, and you're a finance company? That's
That didn't make sense to me, because he told me there was a, do you know the gentleman named Mike?
Yeah, that's the person who I've been sending all the papers to.
Yeah, he told me to get a hold of Mike in order to get his bank statements and his tax return from Mike. But when I called Mike, I was transferred over to another woman named Anna, and she told me that, you know, they're also a finance company and that I would need to get in contact with Ernesto, and then Ernesto told me to get in contact.
Yeah, I don't see a finance company giving you the information.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give the information to someone
exactly.
else.
Exactly. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, so I need to talk to Ernie and ask him exactly what it is that he's trying to do, because, I mean, I can't just keep, you know, doing this repetitive, you know.
No, I completely understand.
And it takes time. It does take time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he's wanting to start over, then I'll go ahead and send you the information. But like I said, we've already been working with this finance company for over, I would say, a week and a half.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, because he went over.
I'm not sure what his intentions are, and I'm not sure why he's giving you the finance company. And, you know, it just doesn't even make sense to me. Actually.
Yeah. I don't understand why he gave me the finance company either. But when I spoke to him, he told me that he wanted to see what we had to offer as well, and to contact you on Monday in order to collect the information from you.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and talk to him and find out exactly what it is he wants to do, and if he wants to go ahead and figure out, you know, I don't know, I'll just let him tell me what I need to do.
Sure. Is he available by any chance?
No, he's not in the office right now.
He's not in, okay. All right, I will, do you know if he's coming in later today?
I have no idea where he's at. I haven't seen him this morning.
Not quite sure, yeah. Okay, I know he's in and out all the time, but
yeah,
if you can talk to him and kind of get that cleared up, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do that. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.